T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joining us on the line is Paul Dorsheimer, who is co-owner of The Greener Mile. Waiting, like so many other people, on the legalization of marijuana to take hold in New York State. Paul, thanks for being with us this morning. I just want to start with The Greener Mile, your business. What is it now, and what does it hope to be?
Right now, we are a head shop, and we are hoping to be a dispensary if the town of West Seneca will allow us to proceed with that.
All right. Well, what kind of items do you sell?
We sell anything from rolling papers to smoking devices, bongs, pipes, cleaning supplies.
So all of this you can sell now. What you're hoping in the future is to be able to sell the stuff that goes in, all those pipes and papers. Now, what is that process going to be like? Because we've heard so many different things about who may be given a license to sell marijuana, who will be able to grow, who will be able to set up a shop. Why do you think you would be able to make that transition from a head shop to a marijuana dispensary? And what would that process look like as far as what you know right now?
Right now, the process is very vague. No news has been given to us. Our lawyers are keeping us up to date. The cannabis SLA are keeping us up to date. To get the process there, we're just waiting with the rest of the people. We were told that the farmers were going to be first on the list, so that way they could supply the dispensaries first. So we're just waiting like everybody else.
Now, you're located in West Seneca. It sounds like West Seneca has not made a decision yet. I know some towns are doing that right now. What happens if West Seneca opts out? Would you just move your shop?
Yes, we would definitely move our shop to a town that will allow recreational and medical marijuana to be sold in a dispensary. If that came, we would still leave our head shop in West Seneca, but the dispensary would definitely move to a different town.
What do you think is the likelihood of that happening where you are? And what do you think of these conversations that are going on in localities all across New York State?
I'm sorry about that. Would you be able to repeat that question?
Say that again?
Would you be able to repeat that question?
Yeah. What do you think of the conversation that's going on across New York State when municipalities are debating whether or not to have certain businesses in their town?
It's strange to me that a lot of these towns wouldn't want the tax revenue. They wouldn't want the community support that a dispensary can show for the towns. Any kind of like fundraisers that are going around dispensaries, you know, across the country are known to be good distributors and contributors for like organizations and stuff like that. It's medicine, and it should be looked at that. It's a plant. It can't kill anybody. I just wish people would, see the light that this would be a good thing for all.
What about West Seneca? What's the discussion like there? Can you tell if it's leaning one way or the other?
We were told that the West Seneca board right now is choosing to go towards opting out for only the fact that once you opt in, you cannot opt out, versus if you opt out, you have the ability to opt in at a later time to make that decision.
Have you been in discussions with attorneys or somebody else to help you through the process of being able to get these licenses once that information is clear?
Yes, we're working with Culligan Law and SLA Cannabis Corporation.
How many other businesses are in the same boat that you are? Do you have discussions with other business owners who are saying right now, okay, we can open up our shop, currently it's this, and we're hoping to be a dispensary maybe in a year or so?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I talk to a lot of people that are trying to do the same thing that we're doing, from growing to making extracts to being a dispensary. Everybody's just very excited, and just we're all in the seat of our edges waiting for the state to come up with the rules and regulations so that we know what we got to do to abide by them and follow what they want us to do.
Paul, what is the timeline like? I know right now it's up to municipalities to decide by the end of the year, but what does it look like when that final approval could come for you?
We're thinking maybe April.
Okay. And once you get the go-ahead, how long will it take you to, you know, be up and ready to begin pot sales?
Well, that depends on New York State's regulations with the farmers, what kind of testing they're going to have to make sure that, you know, there's no pesticides or anything in the product that would potentially hurt someone. So as soon as they release the regulations to the farmers and the testing, I'm sure they'll release more information for dispensaries when they become viable.
Hey, Paul, appreciate the time this morning and good luck with going forward. I know it's going to be a complex way forward for you and a lot of other businesses. It's Paul Dorsheimer. He's co-owner of The Greener Mile.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.